Blog Talk Radio.
Afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you may be listening to us from across the globe. Welcome to another episode of The Doctors Are In here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. This is Tarot Advisor and Life Coach Dax Carlisle coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. And joining me as always is my fabulous co-host, spiritual teacher and certified life coach, Dr. Rose Wilkerson, live from Berkeley, California. Let's bring her on. Dr. Rose, happy Friday. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Hey, Dax, happy Memorial Day weekend to you and happy Friday to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Here we are again, and we got a great show for you. It's the last show of the month, so, of course, that is our There's a Mantra for That monthly segment. We're going to do a little bit here. We got the numerology and the card of the day for you. We're also a live call-in show. So give us a ring at 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. Free life coaching and tarot mini readings. You can call in and ask about mantras. You can call in and ask about, a variety of things, anything having to do with tarot or numerology, life coaching, hypnosis, neurolinguistics, energy healing, EFT. I mean, pretty much we have everything covered. So you can ask us any burning question you have, as well as getting mini reading, a little life coaching here on the air. And, if you can't call in the show, that's okay. You can join us on the chat post. I'm over there on the chat post right now, as a matter of fact, if I can find it. I got so many tabs open when I'm doing the show, you wouldn't believe it. It's just crazy. Sure. I gotta open this back up again. Actually, it closed down. So it's psychictalk.net/chat. Whatever show you're going to listen to, whatever day, you just type that in. It's going to take you over to the chat post. .net/chat. And we just use the comments as the, and Rose commented in there too. Hi, Rose. Yeah. And you can comment right there, in the comments on the post. It's actually a post on our Facebook group, Psychic Talk Radio. And we use it like a chat room. So, yeah, you can ask questions, ask for a mini reading, life coaching right there. On the chat post if you want, psychictalk.net/chat. Of course, we would rather talk to you live on air, so that phone number one more time is 714-816-4628. Press the number one on your dial pad if you want to be live on air with us. So Memorial Day was originally Decoration Day. And you know what I find fascinating? They have all the Memorial Day sales and everything. Of course, we have a sale going on at the Tarot Guild I'm going to tell you guys about as well. We have to get in on the action, right? And but the funny thing that always gets me is, people do the cookouts and it's a whole weekend affair here and everybody goes, Happy Memorial Day. And I'm like, wait a minute, it's Memorial Day.
Right.
which means, we are remembering those that gave the ultimate sacrifice to keep us free, it was Decoration Day because we were, we decorate the veterans' graves with the flags and everything. We're actually, my American Legion post is doing that on Saturday 29th, and then on the actual Memorial Day, May 31st, we have, every year we do our post-everlasting ceremony. It's this really nice ceremony that we do where we remember everybody at the post that passed away over the last year, and we have their names on a slip of paper, and we flame, and yeah, so we're doing that on Monday. You know, so you know that's what the holiday's really about, people. Happy Memorial Day. I never
not just barbecue.
I just never understood that when they said Happy Memorial Day. I'm happy I'm free. You know, I'm happy I live in the United States. But that's not what it's about. Anyway, I don't know. I just thought that was interesting to me. It just seemed a little strange. Oh, boy. What's going on with you? Anything this weekend?
Just busy, busy. I'm getting prepared to teach this new course at the local university and working on that primarily and trying to get my life back into some kind of frame of organization.
Because
I've been not doing that for, I haven't been teaching the spring semester. So, you know, certain things you just kind of get laid back on. And so I'm trying to get myself back into a normal schedule, which I actually have been. I have to say I've been having issues with sleeping like straight through the night. And something shifted. I have no idea what it is. I don't know, one of the angel sigil magic I've been doing or something. But something has shifted so that I'm sleeping now more straight through the night.
Oh, that's good.
And before I would get up and I'd be awake for about 1 or 2 hours. Like I'd sleep for 4 hours, be awake for a couple of hours, and then go back to sleep, which makes your, you know, that evening time really, or that nighttime really long. So whatever's shifting is shifting, which I'm grateful for. It's always good to get some sleep, some good sleep, and just getting myself back on a regular schedule. So that's pretty much where I'm at, you know. And yeah, that's pretty much it, you know. Looking forward to this weekend. And I totally agree with you in terms of, you know, really remembering those who have sacrificed their lives. And that is a choice that they made, you know, to sacrifice their lives just so that we can, you know, live in a country with the kind of freedoms and democracy, meaning, you know, the general democracy here in this country. And that's something to really think about, you know. I mean, barbecue is nice and spending time with family. I think, you know, I'll be honest with you, Dax, and this is just a side note. I really think that we should have more holidays in this country. There's so many countries in this world that have, like, so many holidays. I'm like, we only have so few.
Well, plus they take a whole month off. They get a whole month off with pay in the average industrial nation on the planet. You know, the average, they get an entire month off. We're lucky we take a week or two, you know.
It's
crazy.
The reason why I say that is that then you can probably bring a little bit more reverence to, you know, important days like Memorial Day and really kind of tune into what it means and not just, oh, thank God I don't have to go to work. You know, let me go and hang out with some friends and family and stuff like that. It becomes less about, I think it would become a little bit less about that and more about, what the holiday really means. Oh, my gosh, my computer just snapped off all of a sudden.
Oh.
I'm not going to fix this.
Reboot. Hey, I got the weekend off. There's no show on Sunday. Sharona's show comes back next weekend. And we're taking Tarot Today Radio off tomorrow because Mary Brown got her second vaccination shot yesterday, or at least she was supposed to get it yesterday. And I haven't chatted with her since, so I don't know how things are going. But, you know, sometimes people have those side effects, you know, so after the shot. So we decided just to be safe to take Saturday off, and Sunday was already scheduled off because Sharona's show is every other Sunday. And, you know, when we did that, I completely forgot, or I didn't even realize that it was Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
I mean, it really snuck up on me this year. It came really fast. You know, I'm not seeing any promotions. Of course, you know, I don't watch a lot of TV with commercials and things like that, so I'm not seeing all the Memorial Day stuff. And just a couple of days ago, I realized, oh, it's Memorial Day weekend. We have to do a Memorial Day weekend sale at the Tarot Guild. So I've been spending the last couple of days getting that all set up, you know, because it's a lot of work, actually, to set it all up right and everything. And
multiple
pages on the website have to be adjusted. And, oh, my God. But it's all set, and it's live right now. I'll tell you about that in a minute here. Of course, today's show is sponsored by the Tarot Guild, the International Organization for Tarot Lovers, Students, and Professionals. Since 2004, if you're new, we're actually into our 17th year here. We're about to have our 17th anniversary in September. We'll be into our 18th year of the Guild. Soon I'll be announcing our 20th anniversary, which is a little bit scary, Rose. I got to
Why is it scary? That should be wonderful.
It is, but oh my God, it means I'm old because I've been doing this for 20 years, you know, since 2004. Oh my God. Anyway, I want to invite everybody to come and check out our social networking platform for tarot, our website on the web out there, thetarotguild.com. Now, we had a static one from 2010 till 2015, and then the servers finally crashed, so we decided we needed a new website, and we decided, hey, let's go all out and not just create a website, you know, a static, basically a billboard on the web, but this is a membership site that you can join and use all the features. It's just like Facebook, only it's all tarot all the time, and associate membership in the Guild is free. That's right. Just go over to thetarotguild.com. And at the top of any page, you can click sign up. Also, you'll see the quick links, and it says join the Guild. Click on that, and there's a link in there for you to sign up as well. And it tells you all about the associate membership and all of the fantastic features on the website. You know, you can friend each other. You can send private messages. There's a live chat room. There's forums. There's groups. You know, it's just wonderful. We have like coming up on 400 people on the website right now. People, you know, it's 2 years later and people are still finding the website now, you know, like on our group on Facebook, Tarot Guild on Facebook, we've got like 1,300 and something members of that group, but only a few hundred of them have actually discovered the new website and come over. So we want to invite everybody to come over and join us on the website there. So as I mentioned also, when you go over there and visit thetarotguild.com, you know, right there on the main page, right in the middle, you're going to see the Memorial Day weekend sale banner. And there's a nice, you know, click here button. Click on that and go check it out because that's our Memorial Day weekend sale that we have going on right now. Basically, everything is 50% off.
Everything is
50% off. Yeah. So readings, courses, tarot reader certification, our professional membership, everything's 50% off. So you can book a private reading and life coaching session with me. It's regularly $99.99. It's just $49.99 right now. Half price, folks. And I'm going to include your life path, your attitude number, your personal year numerology in that as well. And also for our professional readers, if you're already a professional reader, you can join our professional membership. And there's a lot of benefits. You can go check it out on the website there. And you can get that together with your tarot reader certification, the CTR. And It's half off if you bought those separately. So it's $58.99 this weekend only. And if you're new to tarot and you want to take a course, you can take our course. You can enroll in our highly acclaimed online self-paced 11-video module tarot and numerology course. You'll learn numerology side by side with tarot, and it's half off as well, $49.99. And you can save even more if you want. You can get the course, the tarot reader certification, and the professional membership together and save an additional $30 off the already low sale price for Memorial Day weekend. You get even more off. It's just $78 this weekend to get all that together in a package. And you'll find it over there at thetarotguild.com. Just look for the banner that says Memorial Day weekend sale, 50% off. Just click on that banner. It'll take you right into the post there. And I have all the explanations and the buttons to book a reading, join, enroll, and also order that package as well. So I'm really excited about this. This is like the blowout sale. It's the lowest prices of the year, basically. Memorial Day, I always do the biggest sale. And that's why it's only, you know, today, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday. It ends on Memorial Day at midnight. So go check that out at thetarotguild.com. Yes. Oh, and, we were talking about family and everything and cookout friends and Memorial Day. I got the Ten of Pentacles as the card of the day. And this is a card about family and inheritance and legacy and emotional and financial stability and family matters and genealogy and responsibility and profitable investments and, you know, the blessings that come with family as well. And, of course, 10, we know in numerology, 1 plus 0 is 1. It actually reduces to that 1 energy, which is new beginnings. And interestingly enough, the day today, the 28th, 2 plus 8 is 10, 1 plus 0 is 1. The day is also that same one energy, new beginnings, self, leadership, things like that. And the entire date, 5, 28, 2021, adds up to 20. 2 plus 0 is 2. That's about relationships and cooperation. Fits in with the family theme as well. So there's your tarot and numerology for today. Just thought I'd do that real quick as well. Let's see, any other housekeeping before we go to our monthly segment? There's a mantra for that. Oh, I did want to mention that, you know, we don't talk about this enough on the radio shows, that there are a lot of opportunities here on the network. You can become a live radio host, a pre-recorded podcaster, a video caster. Yes, we do YouTube as well as radio. You can just become a network sponsor. You know, if you want to promote yourself and your business, you know, Psyche Talk Radio is the place to do it. You can go to psychetalk.net/join us, and it explains all the different opportunities on the network. If you're already on the website at psychictalk.net, just go to the navigation bar and click become a host or sponsor. That all out. So, do you have a mantra of the month for us, Rose?
I do. And I think this particular mantra is coming from, I think, my own need, my own experience, as well as I'm kind of tuning into a little bit of the energies here. You know, Ben, I've watched news, you know, with my mom. She's a newsie, so she has the TV from, I don't know, 5 o'clock to 9 o'clock at night. And that's our time for sitting and talking and chatting, as well as watching the news. But I've been hearing, you know, here in California, in terms of the COVID infection rates have been going down and down and down, and there are many places that are reopening because things have just gotten better. And I've noticed that there have been a lot of people are nervous about it, right? Because I think you remember, and this is not to talk about whether or not you guys believe in it or not. It's not going into that, but one of the things that, you know, the CDC has been changing some of its recommendations, and that's all they are, recommendations, and it's making people a little nervous. And I don't know, can I do this? Can I do that? Should I not do this? And, you know, it's thrown a lot of people off. So I've been kind of tuning into the energy a little bit. And also for my own, you know, personal need and whatnot, I was thinking about sharing today a mantra for confidence and inner strength.
Because,
you know,
like
things
it.
Have changed so much. I mean, think about, what is it? It's, today is May 28th. Think about where we were last year. I mean, not even last year, like back in, what is it, March of last of 2020, and how things changed. And I remember I was told, okay, Berkeley, you know, the school does teach it. They said, go home, teach from home, figure it out. We'll help you. But, you know, things were so scary, and you didn't know what was going on, and, you know, should I spray down the packages I get from Amazon or whatever, you know? And, you know, we're wearing masks. And, you know, it's just it got so crazy. And then people have been under this pressure, you know, in terms of not being able to do some of the things that, you know, that they've been used to doing because of, you know, the spread of the coronavirus and things of that nature. And so, and then, of course, you know, there were people who didn't pay much attention to that or didn't get the information. That was the other thing. But anyway, I was just feeling like this lack of confidence, right? Like, okay, now things are starting to open up, so that means I can go back to the stores. I don't know if I want to do that, you know? Like, I've been feeling uneasy. I don't know about everybody else, but, you know, okay, so you're going back to – it's not like the same as things have been before, obviously, because we still have these recommendations that are out there about our health and safety. But just thinking about, okay, going back to going to the grocery store, do I still want to do that, you know, or traveling. Like, you know, that's the biggest thing I've been hearing about how – there's just been the airlines have been talking about, there's just been much more tension with people. They've been, you know, they've had to like pull off some 4,000 people on flight. I mean, I'm talking about all of the airlines combined, you know, some of the problems that they've been having.
Oh, yeah, I think I heard that.
Yeah, and it's been crazy. You know, people are, I think that, and I was telling my mom this just yesterday, I think there's a lot more mental health issues that people are having because of what we've been through just in the past year and 2 or 3 months alone, that even people who may not have had any issues may suddenly have issues because of all of this. And it shows up in how people are behaving, you know, acting out and things of that nature, sometimes in violent, unhealthy ways and as well. And so I was thinking, you know, for those of us who are in situations where you can kind of get out, go back to shopping, maybe meeting a friend for lunch or something, you know, just kind of going back to seemingly semi-normal things, there's this confidence. Like, I don't have confidence. And I want to go out to a restaurant, but I don't have confidence that people are going to be as clean as they say they're going to be. You know what I mean? Like, this is just me. People are people, right? Sometimes folks have a bad day. They didn't clean the tables the way they were supposed to, or the dishes or whatnot. I'm just like, I don't have much confidence in people, you know, because of all this that has happened and what have you. I think anxiety is a bit high, you know, even for me. So anyway, I was thinking about a mantra for confidence and inner strength. Not to go delve into all of that, and hopefully I didn't trigger anybody when I'm talking about this, but I was thinking about a mantra for confidence and inner strength. And this is a mantra that I got from the book that I've talked about before called Healing Mantras, Using Sound Affirmations for Personal Power, Creativity, and Healing. And this is by Thomas Ashley Farran. And it's a really excellent book to learn about Sanskrit mantras. And it's written from Thomas Ashley Farran was an American Vedic priest. You know, he went and studied and whatnot in India. And he writes in a way that Westerners can understand, you know, what Sanskrit mantras are all about. So I highly recommend the book. But anyway, so going back to the issue of confidence and inner strength, and I think sometimes I think some of us out there are going to need this as things change, as things, you know, move, as at some point over the next few months or couple of years or whatever it's going to be, we kind of move back into our kind of semi-normal type of situation. I thought a mantra for confidence and inner strength would be great. And so I'd like to read just a short section about this mantra. And for those of you who are on Facebook, if you go to, or if you want to, you know, chat with us in our chat. I actually provide the mantra there because it's going to be hard for me to spell out everything and whatnot on this show. But you can see an image of it that I took from the book, Healing Mantra. So anyway, let me read this section about confidence and inner strength from Thomas Ashley Ferron. I think you guys might enjoy it. So he says, from time to time, I am approached by people, particularly women, who profess a lack of self-confidence. In such cases, I always recommend the following mantra. In fact, I wish I could give this mantra to every woman who has doubts about her own abilities or her own power. Now, just as a side note, anybody can use this mantra. It's not just women, but this is his writing about that. So he says, associated with the feminine principle, this mantra produces an extremely powerful effect, giving a sense of one's power and the wisdom to use that power wisely. This is the mantra, Om I'm Rim Klim Chamundaye Diche Namaha. I'll say it one more time. Om I'm Rim Klim Chamundaye Diche Namaha. And what it means, if you look at the picture at psychictalk.net/chat, that'll take you to our Facebook group and to our chat post that's there. This mantra means Om and salutations to she who was radiant with power and wisdom. So let me give you a little bit of a breakdown of the mantra. And Om, we'll start off with Om. Om is a seed mantra of unity of both feminine and masculine energies at the brow center. The brow center is located in between your eyebrows, like right at the top of the bridge of your nose, in between your eyebrows. That's your third eye, for those of you who are know about the third eye as well. So that is, Om takes your feminine and masculine energies within your own body, and it brings them to a sense to unity, brings them together at the brow center. I'm the seed sound for Sarasvati. Sarasvati is actually a goddess or feminine archetype of the arts and science, both spiritual and material. In fact, a lot of people in India will chant a Sarasvati mantra to help with their children to learn better in school and things of that nature. You can even chant it for yourself. So I'm is the seed sound for Sarasvati. She also presides over sound as well and brings a certain kind of wisdom. She also represents a certain kind of intelligence and wisdom. It says also that this energy is also associated with dispelling certain types of negative energy. The next part of the mantra is Hrim. Hrim is a sound for seeing through the illusion of everyday reality. And that's basically what it's used for, the illusion of everyday reality. And then Klim is a sound for attraction. Chamunda is a name of another feminine archetype of goddess who is very similar to Kali and Durga. She's kind of like a cross between the two. She's a beautiful aspect of the feminine, which Thomas Ashley Ferron says, nonetheless, can be utterly destructive to a wide variety of negative forces and influences. Yay, which is at the end of Chamunda, yay, is what's called a Shakti activating sound. Shakti is basically the kundalini energy that's coiled at the base of your spine. And when you awaken this energy and it travels up the spine, that's considered to be, you know, the essence of spiritual progress there. And then the last part is Namaha. Biche is the next one, but he didn't define that, and I'm still doing some research about what Biche is. I think it's a type of name. But Namaha at the end usually means I salute you or I greet you kind of thing, in a respectful manner. And so he says, as with many mantras, the effects produced by saying this one vary according to the user. One woman reported that this mantra produced a feeling of joy so intense that she did not want to stop reciting it. Another person told me that it filled him with a sense of power. And so he also adds at the very end, please remember, if you recite the mantra for a long period of time during a single day or for many days and begin to feel any discomfort, stop your practice for a few hours or days and let your prana, your life force, in other words, he's saying, sorry, there's a mistake in the writing, but he's saying that let your prana adjust, let it adjust to this new vibration that you're creating. And one of the things is that sometimes mantras bring on an intense energy. And Chamunda, this particular one, can be intense for some people. It doesn't happen with everybody, but it can be. And if you ever have that, even if whatever the mantra is that you're chanting, and it feels like the energy is intense or you feel some discomfort, he always recommends that you stop for a bit and try to, and let your own energy, you know, adjust to that. Remember, mantras are about frequencies and vibrations, and they do pull in a certain type of energy. And when you're chanting this, you become filled with this energy and surrounded by this energy. So if it's making you feel uncomfortable, then stop for a while and let things adjust. You have to adjust. It's almost like going to the gym. If you're going out and you're working out, you know, if you've been a couch potato for months and months, if you just step on an elliptical and start, you know, running at high speed, you're going to make yourself have a heart attack or something. Your body's not used to it. You know, you might have an accident or even physically or something or mentally. Something is going to happen. So you have to, sometimes you have to adjust. Like some people who work out, they'll, let's say, run on a Monday, and then they'll take one or two days off, and then they'll run again because they're waiting for their body to adapt. So sometimes it's like that with mantras as well. You have to wait for your energy. And that's only if you're feeling discomfort. If you're not feeling discomfort, then, you know, you go right ahead. But let me give that mantra one more time. Om Aim Reem Kleem Chamundaye Viche Namaha. And that is the one for inner strength and confidence. Now, I always like to give an example of a time that I've used this. And I have used it off and on here and there. And I remember one morning, probably just a few years ago, I was waking up and I just had this heavy energy on me, you know, almost like there was a rock sitting on top of my head, a big boulder, and I can't even get up. And I had all these negative thoughts going on in my head about myself or what, I don't even remember what they were, but it was just crazy. You know, it was like something just clicked on and blah, 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 and everything was negative. Like, oh my God, what am I going to do? I was like, this has got to stop. This is just driving me crazy. And so what I ended up doing, I remembered this mantra, Om Aim Reem Kleem Chamundaye Biche Namaha. And I started chanting it. And it was amazing because not only did those negative thoughts stop, but also I felt like, this is a weird sensation, Dax. I felt almost like there was a balloon in my chest. Now, what I mean by that is that all of a sudden I felt like this rise. You know, like I was like, da-da-da-da, almost like, you know, when Superman, was it when Clark Kent opens up his trench coat and you see the S? That's what it felt like. It was just like, woo, I just had this rise of energy, just mostly in the chest area. And I felt so much better. I felt much more confident. So this is it's a very powerful mantra, and it is one that I know works. And I've used it even before that, years ago, when I was nervous about a particular situation, I started chanting it. And I felt so good in chanting that mantra. You know, one of the interesting things, Dax, is that I love about how Thomas Ashley Ferron writes, not just in Healing Mantras is kind of like your introduction to what Sanskrit mantras are, and he gives a lot of different kinds of mantras. But if you go into his book, Shakti Mantra, this is all mantras of the goddess. One of the things that I love that he says is that, you know, the stories about the gods and the goddesses and the great battles that they have or situations that they're dealing with are all lessons, You know, people remember stories more than they're going to remember a bunch of principles. Like, number one, don't fight with people. Number two, people tend to forget that. But stories about the gods and the goddesses and how they interact, those will travel on for generations, even if people don't know all the complete meaning behind it. You know what I mean? But one of the wonderful things about it, about these kinds of stories, is that some of them are very personable. You know, some of them are, they're kind of described, maybe in an augmented way, they describe the kinds of situations that we often go through. Chamunda is a very powerful goddess. Like I said, a cross between kind of Kali, if you can see the blue lady with the multiple arms and the necklace of skulls and the tongue sticking out, and Durga. Durga is also a very powerful goddess, not as more refined looking or whatnot, but she's a kind of a cross. Chamunda is kind of a cross between those two, and she battles demons, right? And what are demons in our lives other than some, you know, a lot of times, yeah, I mean, you can have bad people in your life, there's no doubt, but also you can also have just negative thoughts in your own mind, you know, things that you've somehow picked up along the way, maybe things that other people have said to you or set around you, and somehow you pick that up and you're repeating that in your head, you know. And so Chamunda, with Om Aim Rim Klim Chamunda Yeviche Namaha, the goddess comes in and just kind of battles that demon, takes those demons, those negative thoughts out of your mind, and she instills you with this sense of confidence and power, but also wisdom. Remember that Sarasvati, goddess of the arts and science and whatnot, she's also a goddess of great wisdom. And so it's not just like, I have the power and I can destroy everybody, do whatever I want to, but it brings wisdom as well, you know? So it's a this is a really wonderful mantra for those of you who are, you know, having to relearn or have some hesitations about kind of going back out there in areas where the, you know, coronavirus has gone down and you want to kind of meet up with friends and families and things of that nature, and you're a little hesitant about it, you want to chant Om Aim Rim Klim Chamunda Yeviche Namaha. And as I've said in other shows, you know, this is never to fix any kind of, you know, medical treatment or anything like that. You know, please follow you know, what they advise in terms of keeping yourself safe, you know. But you can chant this mantra to help you feel a bit more confident out there going out. There's another story. Let me say this really quickly. There was another story that Thomas Ashley Ferron talks about where a woman was nervous about driving. I don't think she, you know, most people get their licenses when they're teenagers, right? But I don't think she had one for quite a long time. But she had to. She got into a situation with work where she needed to have a car to drive, and she was really hesitant about driving. And so he gave her this mantra, and slowly but surely she got better. She started driving. She was able to be a bit more independent and things of that nature. So this is part of the reason why this author really recommends this. And he, like I said, anybody can chant mantras. It's not like it's only for women, but he runs into a lot of women, especially in the spiritual community. Many people who are part of spiritual communities happen to be women. So he says, yeah, for any woman that's doubting herself or having some difficulties and with confidence, this is the mantra for you. So that's my spiel for there's a mantra for that. What do you think, Dax?
Awesome sauce. I swear when you do these, I go into, like, the zone or something. It's like a guided meditation, just listening to you.
Oh, that's good. Well, hopefully it'll help somebody that's out there. And, again, mm-hmm. if you want to see it, you want to see a copy of that, you want to come to psychictalk.net /chat. And that'll bring us to our Facebook group, and then you can see the post that's on there. So, yeah. Or get Healing Mantras book. Get that, too. It's an old book, so it doesn't cost that much. It's been out there for
of
years. So it's cheap, you know, whether you do it's also on You can get it on an ebook version of it as well, which would be even cheaper. So, yeah, be sure to get that and chant those mantras. Oh, for those of people who might be wanting to know, like, how long do you chant a mantra? You know, this is what I tell people, because there's a traditional way to do it, and then there's a way that's going to be more practical for you and who you are and how you go about your business, right? So the traditional way is to chant it 108 times each day, okay? If you want to be traditional, you can do that, and then they usually do like 40-plus days, 40 or 45 days of chanting, and then they see where they are at the end of that. Stop for a while and for a few days. See, did you accomplish what you want to accomplish with that mantra? And if not, then you'd probably go back into another session. But for those of you who are not interested in doing the traditional way, and that's okay, you don't have to do a traditional way, just chant it. Chant it every day. Chant it as many times as you can, you know, with the intention. Remember, you need to have an intention. What are you chanting the mantra for? And then just go about your day. You can do it 27 times. You could do it 54 times. You know, I usually suggest like 9, 27, 54 times, something like that, to kind of keep into an alignment with the division of the 108. But, you know, just do what's comfortable for you, you know, what makes sense for you in your life. You don't have to do the traditional route. You could just do it a few times. What's it, 27? I think it's another number. You can just do it, let's say, 27 times each morning before you go out and about your day or whenever you go out and about your day. And do that, you know, or you could do less. It's really up to you. Just make sure you have an intention, you know, with it. So that's my recommendation. That's it.
Yeah, well, it doesn't take that long, especially if you divide 108 times by four sessions, that's 27 each. That doesn't take that long, mm-hmm. you know, and you could spread that out throughout the day, or maybe when you wake up in the morning, do 56, and right before you go to sleep, do 56, and then you're at the 108 as well. Yeah.
54, yeah.
54, that's right.
It's really up mm-hmm. to you and how you do it. And again, you could do it the traditional route of 108, whether or not you break it up to sessions or do it into one session. Or just do it a few times every day. Something is better than nothing, right? So either way, it's totally up to you. And either way of doing it is fine. It's absolutely fine.
Yeah. Well, on that note, some things going on with the network. I wanted to mention that Catherine Hahn's show, Professional Light Healing and Guidance, has been on break for her spring break for May, and she's coming back in June. Now, she got a message from Spirit to change the name of the show, and I love it because it's shorter and more digestible, Spiritual Guidance Radio.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. Yeah, and she's also working on potentially moving to a different day or doing additional days. It's all in a process right now, but she
right.
should be back on doing, you know, even if she does move, I'm going to suggest that she do at least one show on her normally scheduled day, which is Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. So technically, the new Spiritual Guidance Radio should be on June 2nd. So I just wanted to mention that. And Rose, do you want to tell everybody all the shows coming up on the network?
Yeah, I can.
What do you want me to do it?
I thought you were doing that. Yeah, could you do that this time?
I can do it. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Thank
I was going to do it. Because
you
did the whole mantra thing. I completely forgot because, oh, my God, there's with the Memorial Day sale set up and everything else going
yeah.
on. You should see my to-do list. It is insanely long, you know, especially because
yeah.
I've been doing all these, you know, medical tests and doctor's visits. For those of you that are unaware, I've been having some liver issues. Well, I did a couple days ago. I went down to the VA and had blood tests, and I talked to my GI doctor yesterday, and only a day later already had almost all the results. And all my numbers have gone back down into the normal range. So it's
Yay.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Ah, congratulations on that. Yeah.
Knock on wood, you know. Hopefully it keeps up here. And I got to run down to the pharmacy and get more meds right after the show here. Yeah, yeah. So you can find all of our upcoming shows on our upcoming shows page. That's right. And it's real easy. It's psychetalk.net/upcoming. If you're already on the website, psychetalk.net, just click listen live and it'll give you the list of all the shows. The easiest way is psychetalk.net/upcoming. And I've actually got the shows listed all the way out to the end of June. I've even got Mary Brown's There's a Rock for That, July 3rd, already scheduled in there. So all the shows coming up on the network, for the rest of May, which we're almost done here, three more broadcasts, well, counting today. And, you know, actually there's only one more broadcast, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. But, I got all of June there. You can schedule yourself to listen to the shows. We got some great guests coming up and topics and so forth. So, of course, we already mentioned earlier in the show that tomorrow, Saturday, May 29th, we're on break, Tarot Today Radio with Mary Brown and myself. We'll be returning June 12th. So we're going on break. And then next Saturday is Mary's There's a Rock for That. So we won't be back the show till June 12th. So just thought I'd let you know. No show tomorrow. We're taking the weekend off. Memorial Day weekend. Yay. And then Monday, May 31st, it's the Wisdom of the Soul show with host Janice Fuchs, licensed clinical social worker. And then hopefully, angelic channel spiritual teacher, angelic energy healer, and spiritual coach, Catherine Hahn, will be back with her show, newly entitled Spiritual Guidance Radio, Wednesday, June 2nd. And Dr. Rose and I will be back Friday, June 4th. That's next Friday. The doctors are in. Of course, we always take your calls, open lines, life coaching, and free tarot mini readings. But we have a topic, too. We're also going to chat about the goddesses of tarot. I bet you didn't even know there were such a thing. So it's going to be interesting. Yes. And this is right up your alley, Rose, talking about gods and goddesses.
There you go.
And I did want to mention, because we are taking tomorrow, you know, this Saturday off, that the next show on Saturday will be next week, Saturday, June 5th. As I mentioned, There's a Rock for That with Mary Brown. Now, she's going to be talking all about metals. Yeah. So that's interesting. Mm. You know, she's always talking about, you know, the various crystals and rocks and things like that. That's why it's called There's a Rock for That, you know, depending on the qualities and energy of the particular crystal. And all. But she's going to be talking about something different, you know, with the metals. And her crystal guest is hematite, which is a metal. It's going to be really interesting. And, of course, she's going to be taking your phone calls. She does free crystal mini readings on her There's a Rock for That show the first Saturday of every month. Yeah, so, you know, if you want something a little different as far as readings go, you want to call into the show, and, you know, normally we're doing tarot, we're doing numerology, but she does those crystal mini readings the first Saturday of the month, and it's definitely worth checking out. So that's everything coming up on the network, and remember, you can go to psychictalk.net/upcoming to get to that page, see all the shows through June. And if you're already on the website, just click Listen Live. It's right next to Archive. So you click the Archive button if you want to go back into our archive. Oh, my God, we have 700-something-something shows on there now. I wonder where we are, Rose. I'm just going to take a look real quick here and see where
number?
We're at. No, yeah, and then we'll see if we can squeeze in a call or two before the end of the show here. We're at 717 episodes.
Wow.
135,000.
Cool,
yeah. And the listens, 135,599 listens. Wow.
Is that just on Blog Talk or is that period?
That's all the listens, yeah. And we've been with Blog Talk for over 10 years, 11 years now, you know, going on 12 years. And you know, their system for that has never been that great. I don't trust the numbers. I mean, the episode numbers, yeah. The episode numbers are correct, but the listens, you know, you don't know if their algorithm and system are actually catching all the listens on external players all the time and things like that. You know, we have players, you know, most people actually listen to the shows on the show page on psychytalk.net on the player. Those are all getting in there or not, but it's still a lot. And over 700 shows, fantastic episodes, amazing guests that you can go back through the archive. I don't think a lot of people even think about that. You know, they tune into the live shows, but they don't think, hey, you can go to psychytalk.net, click on archive, and go back through all of those shows. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. If we don't get to your call today, remember, yes, we're off the weekend, but hopefully Catherine will be back Wednesday. You can call in on Wednesday, and, of course, you can call in next Friday when Dr. Rose and I will be back again. Let's see who's out there. It looks like – who's been waiting the longest here? It looks like area code 415. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hi.
This is Anne. Hi, Anne from Washington State.
And
hi,
Washington
Anne.
State. Okay.
Yeah.
What's going on? Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Well,
although I cringe
you.
Every time
happy
I say
Memorial
happy. But anyway,
yeah.
What's going on with you?
I'm going to get out. Well, it's going to be 90 by Monday, so I'm going to get out.
Wow.
Before that hits. Yeah, a little early for that heat. But anyway, my question is, it's kind of driving me insane. I've been waiting for about 2 months of money from California unemployment, and they never – I've tried to call for a month, and, it, you know, I'm sure you heard it, how insane it is, and it's driving me crazy, and they still haven't sent my new year. You know, I applied like 6 weeks ago for a new – claim for the new year.
Uh-huh.
So everything is backed up for months now, about 2 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do
I'm
need
sorry,
to
sipping,
keep calling?
Sipping
like, will
a little
it,
water
will
here.
It finally, will it happen without me, or do I need to keep calling 20 times a day to try and get somebody?
It's going to happen. I mean, I'm getting really good cards here. I did a yes no spread,
okay,
just, you know, flat out as it coming through, and I got
right.
Believe it or not, you know, 5 yeses out of 5. 4 of them are major Arcana cards, you know, which are really
nice,
you know. But the central focus card is the Moon card, and the Moon card.
Oh, interesting.
You know, the Moon card. You know, it's not like the sun where, you know, everything is crystal clear. You've got the sunlight bouncing off the moon. Everything's in that, you know, shadowy, you know, things are in the shadows and things like that. I think there's something that could be done. In other words, I wouldn't necessarily just wait for it to happen, although I really feel
right.
It will happen. But it's going to be
maybe
severely
longer.
Delayed.
It would take longer if I waited. Yeah.
Yeah. I think your best, and you know, it's going to be more emotionally stabilizing for, I got the Ace of Cups next to that. You know, it's going to, you know, it's going to be more emotionally satisfying if you take care of it, you know, and
sure.
The Moon card
it's
to
fine.
Me, in this particular kind of situation is suggesting to me that there's something behind the scenes going on. You know, it's not quite the Seven of Swords where it's like, you know, real negative.
Battle.
It's just,
yeah,
there are some things that aren't quite clear with the moon card. So, yeah, I would pursue it. That's what I'm getting. I would definitely pursue it.
All right. What are the other cards?
Well, the other thing I wanted to mention was the strength card is showing up, and that's at the end.
Mm.
And that's also the timing card. It's 8, which is the number of abundance in numerology. And so it could take 8 weeks for this to shake out, especially if you don't do something about
been.
It. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it could be resolved in a week, in 8 days as well, you know, depending on if you get a hold of the right people and so forth. But the main aspect of the strength card, you know, having the inner strength, it's just, you know, self-control, personal power, things like that is what that card means. But it's also a card of optimism. It's, you know, you want to stay optimistic about it. You don't want your thoughts and focus to go into the negative or the lack, because then you're just telling the universe you want more of that. You want to stay focused on, you know, this is going to happen, and I'm going to find out what's going on. I'm going to call up, and I'm going to keep calling, and I'm going to stay optimistic, you know, and just have the patience that I need. You know, it's a card of patience and optimism, really.
All right.
So I hope that helps you out there. I think I'm just, you know, confirming what you already know, you know, and you have to call us back and let us know if you get through. What happened?
Yeah, could I ask a more general question about this past eclipse and how it affected me or what it cleared out?
Yeah, we only have a short amount of time with each caller,
okay.
And so it's really,
all right, next
you know, I can do it, but what I was saying is that, that, you know, other readers on the network, you know, are fine with it and have no problem at all. It's just the way that I read. I'm not really good in 2 minutes doing a general question. I need a more specific question. So your first question was real specific. I don't know if you have something specific you want to know about, you know, the full moon. As I pull cards on it, though, you know, the main focus card is the Ten of Wands. So that, you know, that's the message coming through from Tarot, is don't overburden yourself with having too many irons in the fire. You want to get more focused. And it's a big cosmic wake-up call, because on one side we're talking about the Judgment card, which, you know, that's an awakening. That's a big cosmic wake-up call. And on the other side, we've got the Eight of Pentacles, you know, hard at work at what you're doing. And 8, again, just like it showed up in the first draw, you know, that's the number of abundance here. So those cards are bookending this central theme in the center, the ten of Wands. So if you can get focused on what you really want and prioritize, then it's going to lead to the Eight of Pentacles.
Flow.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. That's very helpful. Yeah, because I just moved, so it's everything. I have to do everything to get settled in any place.
Yeah, but prioritize all those things.
Yeah,
prioritize
exactly.
all those things. You know, what do you need? Doesn't that make sense, Rose?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, thanks for the
all
call.
Right.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend and the rest of Memorial Day weekend. Yay.
Thank you.
Bye
for
now.
Take
good
care.
Time off. Thank you for the show.
Awesome call. And that brings us right to the end of the show. So if we didn't get to your call today, hey, remember, we'll be back next Friday. I've got my fingers crossed that Catherine will be on Wednesday, actually, calling into her new show name, you know, Spiritual Guidance Radio. I love that. It's so, you know, it was taking a lot out of me to say the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Hour. Not to mention, it takes a lot of space to write that out, you know. Anyway, oh my God.
I like
so here we are at the end.
Radio. Yeah.
Do you like that? I like that a lot.
Mm,
I think
do.
That's a good idea. Yeah. I thought it was a great idea. She said she's kind of getting some more messages from spirit. She's kind of being pulled in a couple of directions. She's thinking that she might even need a whole nother show. And,
wow.
You know, I told her to, you know, really think about that because, you know, I've done multiple shows every week and it's a lot, you know, to do more than one show.
Mm-hmm.
I also mentioned that, you know, if she has this new thing, she might want to just get her feet wet. And, you know, Sharona's on the second and fourth Sundays. Well, the first and the third Sundays are open. She could do something on the first and the third Sundays. Another suggestion I made was, I don't know if you've noticed, Rose, but I had to bump up the timer on her show because, you know, she was going beyond an hour and a half, and, you know, it's set at 2 hours now. And I told her, you know, 2 hours, yeah, I said 2 hours is plenty of time, you know, instead of doing a whole new show, what you could do is, like we do, there's a mantra for that, and on Tarot Today Radio, we do the Psychic Spin segment once a month. You could have a segment of your show covering what it is you want to cover in this supposed new show. And, you could do it, you know, like we do it once a month. You could do it biweekly. You could do it every week. You know, every week you could have this other segment. Yeah. And then the other idea I had for her was 2 hours, split it down the middle. You know, the first hour is Spiritual Guidance Radio, and the second hour is this new thing you want to do. Yeah.
Right.
So there may be a lot of new things coming up, folks, from Catherine throughout June. So, you know, keep your eyes peeled. Keep checking the dates and times, you know, for changes, especially on the upcoming shows page. You know, I'll update that as soon as I get more information and let you know what's going on there. So here we are at the end of another Friday. Yay! Happy Memorial Day weekend. And I know I said don't say happy in the beginning of the show, but it just comes out. You know, you can't control it. Well, maybe we should rephrase it a new way, like get everybody to start saying, you know, well, you know, in your friends and family gatherings, you know, happy Memorial barbecue or something like that. I don't know. Yeah, there you go. Oh boy.
Well, either case, everybody enjoy this weekend as much as you can.
Mhm. Yeah, some people have a 4-day weekend or a 3-day weekend, so you know, take advantage of it. And I know I am. Get a lot done. And don't forget our sale. Go over to thetarotguild.com. You'll see that big banner for the Memorial Day weekend sale. It runs today, tomorrow, Sunday, and ends Monday, Memorial Day, May 31st at midnight. So you can book a reading with me. You can get your professional membership, your certification.
Mm-hmm.
You can enroll in my course. Everything's half off. So go check that out. Alrighty, thetarotguild.com, and thanks to all our listeners and callers. We don't have a show without you. And thanks to you, Rose, for being here.
Yeah, thank you so much. And everybody have a wonderful weekend, a wonderful weekend. We'll see you again next Friday.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye, Dr. Rose.
Bye, Zach.